Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hello, everybody. This is RTR Truth Media. My name's Chris Switzer. Tom Lacovara is out, not feeling so well. His, you know, ailments are just really flaring up, and you know, he hopes to be with us next week for next weekend's show. Lately, there's been a lot going on with the Hasbara trolls and the Milstein gang and the Israel Project and all their operations targeted against anything anti-Israel or anything criticizing Israel, I should say. Not even so much as, you know, outwardly just anti-Israel, but just criticizing, you know, things that they may do that are not humanitarian, you know, like we would criticize America for the same such things. And I've been doing that a lot on my own personal channel, The Freedom Ministry, on YouTube. Some of you may be subscribers or were subscribers. The channel was terminated about 4 or 5 days ago at this point for violating the terms of use, which, according to YouTube, I violated the hate speech community guidelines specifically. And they said I may, they use the operative word may, I may be inciting violence. Therefore, they need to keep the community safe for everyone. And they hope I understand that. And while I understand that, I don't understand where I violated said policy. And if you watched the video in question, which I will include, you know, hopefully we can include that in maybe the show notes at the end, as well as my new YouTube channel so y'all can subscribe and support me. You will see that, you know, small channels, even, you know, relatively unknown and unheard of, are still watched closely by the powers that be because they are scared of us. They fear an intelligent populace. A populace of people who can think for themselves, who ask the right questions, who aren't afraid to ask questions, and who have integrity, who have a backbone, who can come up with original thought and do for themselves, you know, what the other sheeple may not be able to do for themselves. Because they're like lemmings. They just follow the herd or the next trend. And that's the whole social engineering mechanism. That's how it works. The prison system is so complete, it's an open-air prison system, that they don't need bars. They don't need windows. You know, there's no bars in these prisons that we're in. We create them around ourselves. Then we self-police and self-censor. We become our own wardens. Think about it. They don't have to pay for any of this stuff, aside from the fact that they do it through their, you know, media outlets and such, with the subliminal messaging, the programming, indoctrination, etc. They use neuro-linguistic programming and all sorts of things to slowly indoctrinate the public. And it's a progressive thing. And in the works of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, who is the founder of Theosophy, a spiritualist movement in the early 1900s, one of her disciples was Alice Bailey, one of the founders of Lucis Trust from the United Nations, which was originally called Lucifer Publishing. As brazen as that was, they decided, whoa, we should you know, tone that down a little, and they made it Lucis Trust, which you can see today. Well, their idea was, and this is in Theosophy, that it's called the externalization of the hierarchy. And what that means is that they gradually indoctrinate the masses or the populace into their occult beliefs and the New Age doctrine, their spiritualism. And Theosophy is basically just a watered-down version of Aleister Crowley's do as thou wilt, shall be the whole of the law, you know, in his Illuminized version of bastardized Freemasonry, which is just perverted and debauched and depraved. I mean, it's disgusting, the Aleister Crowley stuff. I mean, he's into sexual black magic and you know, blood rituals and sexual rituals and all sorts of nasty stuff. But that is essentially what they wanted to indoctrinate everyone into. And if you've noticed, if you looked at everything around you in the world today, that's what you see. You see a depraved society. You see a society where girls are now boys, boys are now girls, black is white, up is down, right is wrong. It's very confusing. And, you know, I'm not to get all God on you, but God is not the author of confusion or chaos, you know? So think about it. Who's the author of this stuff? And I'm going to go to some news here. I'm sure you all have been watching some of the news with Giuliani being in the hot seat and Trump, you know, showing his support for his Zionist buddy, Giuliani. Here's a Salon article here. It says, and this is an article from October 13th this year, Giuliani was always a fraud. Just ask the FDNY, the fire department in New York City. As the image of America's mayor was being rehabbed, 9/11 families saw how his malfeasance killed their loved ones. The anonymously sourced reports that former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's global fixer, is under criminal investigation by the very same federal prosecutor's office he once led represents a truly Shakespearean arc of irony. There's much speculation as to how America's mayor, the widely admired civic leader who presided over New York City's during 9/11, could have been siphoned into Trump's political undertow, just another sucker duped by an unscrupulous, fabulous administration. But if the media is to tell the whole story of the rise and demise of America's mayor, they need to confess to their role in this grifter's ascension. We got a President Trump thanks to a compliant, sensationalist media apparatus that breathed life into his phony, self-made billionaire myth, just as we owe them Rudy, who they cast as a post-9/11 American hero. In politics, narrative is everything. That's in everything, of course. For it is what is collectively known about you before you open your mouth to speak that can help determine if you just hold the stage or get to play on a bigger one. Successful politicians with designs on history perform a kind of a passe de deux with reporters. They're invisible dance partners who provide them the uplift in public perception that over years shapes the arc of their reputation. There is a mutual benefit for these waltzing couples with supportive reporters, guaranteed access to the legends they have spun into existence. Symbiotic relationships among the elite and the evil. Nobody on the planet knows this choreography better than former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who, as the hard-charging U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, made many journalists' careers by leaking to them tips on where and when suspects were going to be taken into custody. Through the perp walk, this no-fingerprints manipulation of the media made the army of print and broadcast journalists tools for the prosecution, even as it undermined the defendant's right to a fair trial and the presumption of innocence. These sub rosa ties are one that bind the Fourth Estate to the prosecution's narrative throughout the case, unless the pressure of the state media cabal doesn't just crush the defendant into submission before there is even a trial. By the time that the planes crashed into the Twin Towers on September 11, 2001, Giuliani, was a master surfer of the wave of public opinion. In the attacks that played out in Lower Manhattan, at the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, close to 3,000 people were killed, 343 of them uniformed New York City firemen. Overnight, the American news media turned Giuliani into a larger-than-life heroic figure. But the people that were most intimately familiar with the city's pre-9/11 counterterrorism preparations knew that it was Giuliani's failure as mayor which contributed directly to the horrific body count for the fire department of New York that day. On February 26, 1993, the World Trade Center was attacked with a 1,200-pound bomb concealed in a rental truck that exploded in the basement. The blast killed 6, injured 1,000, and forced 50,000 to evacuate. And if you recall, I digress from the article, that was the 93 staged bombing that the feds actually orchestrated, the FBI, with their, you know, Arab extremist patsies who they actually set up. And originally it was supposed to be a false bomb run, a dry run with fake bombs, and they made the guys use real explosives, but the guy was clever enough to record his FBI handler, which blew the whole thing wide open. Back to the article. In a detailed after-action report published in 1994 by the FDNY, the inability of the firefighters and their officers to communicate over their analog radios that day was flagged as a vital issue that needed to be addressed with some urgency. In 2008, when Giuliani was running for president, FDNY Lieutenant James Wood recounted his experiences during the 93 World Trade Center bombing in an informational video produced by the International Association of Firefighters, the IAFF. Quote, "And I tried to get on the radio to the chief. This is very important stuff. And I couldn't get out," he said. "I couldn't call anybody that could hear me. Nobody responded." While the bombing had taken place during Mayor Dinkins' tenure as mayor, Giuliani was sworn in on January 2, 1994. As the IAFF recalls it, the critical report about the defective fire radios gathered dust for several years. It took until March of 2001 for new digital radios to be deployed, but they were withdrawn weeks later after they were deemed responsible for a near life-ending miscue when a firefighter isolated in a basement fire in Queens radioed a Mayday call for assistance that none of his co-workers heard over the radios. It was only picked up by another firefighter company miles away. The guy is caught in a cellar in a private house and he's calling for help, giving a Mayday, and the units that are in the immediate area don't hear him, said Alexander Santora, a retired FDNY chief of safety. There's something wrong there with that, you think? The new radios were shelved, and the old dysfunctional analogs were put back into service. The contact for the new radios was a no-bid, non-competitive contract that was, as it turned out, just an extension of an existing contract with Motorola, which has a near monopoly on emergency communications. What do you know? According to a report issued by the New York City Comptroller the next month, Giuliani administration had willfully violated city contracting rules, endangering firefighters in a reckless bid to buy a new type of handheld radio that it later had to pull from service, according to the New York Times. The Times reported that the new digital radios were never properly tested before being distributed to the firefighters. As city comptroller Alan Havisi documented, they were purchased through what he described as an improper process that did not allow competing companies to bid for the contract. At the time, Michael Wolf, who represented Comnet Ericsson, a Motorola competitor, told the Times he was stymied in his efforts to even get the city to consider his company's products. If you bypass the bidding regulations, if you don't have multi-source vending, if you have just one guy, one source that gives you the advice, this is the sort of situation that you run into, he told the newspaper. Just 6 months later, FDNY's bravest faced the doomsday scenario as they sized up the rescue operation in the badly damaged Twin Towers on that clear blue sky day in September that would take so many of their lives. They were equipped with the same analog radios that had failed them so badly when the World Trade Center was bombed back in 93. I digress from the article here. And, I mean, it doesn't take a weatherman to know which way the wind blows, right? Come on. They used the same analog equipment that failed them 7 years prior. 7 years prior, in a similar false flag event orchestrated by elements of the same shadow government that does these things time and time and time and time again. And as we see, the same people end up benefiting from these events and from the tragedies that we all suffer. Our fellow firefighters, emergency personnel, police officers, you know, there are good law enforcement guys out there. Unfortunately, they have everything going against them to do the right thing because it's a beast machination system. not necessarily all the guys and gals in it, although there are some bad ones. It's just the truth. It is what it is. But this goes to show you that the news media, the print media, social media, all media is controlled opposition. It's all controlled opposition. Absolutely all of it. And I'm having trouble right now with my phone after an iOS update where I can't really hold a charge on my phone. I may have to even go right to the, you know, talking on it like up to my face, which I always prefer not doing because of other things to do with, you know, cancerous studies and, you know, radiation and all sorts of stuff that doesn't have long-term proven, you know, studies yet, but they're on their way, you know, with people getting sick over this stuff. But Apple has been in the news before for, you know, manipulating their older phones so that people buy the new ones. I have a feeling this is no different. I'm looking at an article now from Friday, 22nd, December 2017. Apple faces lawsuits over its intentional slowing of older iPhones. Plaintiffs from two separate class action lawsuits claim Apple did not have user consent to slow iPhone performance and that it was forcing new purchases. This is definitely what feels like is happening to me right now as I hold this Apple in my hand and watch the bar go down to 16% from the 31 I started with, and I could not get it to charge past 36% for the 2 hours prior to the show coming on. I don't get it. It's down to 14 now, so I'm going to have to plug it in and probably go to the headset here. It's just become incredible to me what they do and get away with because of their connections, power, greed, and money.
For you. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Father of the moon, which built my sails, cross the sea of years. With no provision, but no faces, Lord, the straits of fear. Oh.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with us. I apologize for the technical difficulties I'm having with my Apple iPhone. I'm now on the actual, you know, handset itself without the headset, so hopefully you guys can hear me all right. And I was reading the article about Apple before I was disconnected here. Apple is facing lawsuits over the revelations that it intentionally slows down older iPhones without user consent. Apple has admitted to slowing down the iPhone 6, the 6S, the 7, which I have, and the SE when their batteries are either cold, old, or have low charge to prevent abrupt shutdowns. Two separate class action lawsuits were filed Thursday, brought by plaintiffs in California and Illinois, arguing that Apple did not have consent to slow down their iPhones. Two people from Chicago, along with residents of Ohio, Indiana, and North Carolina, claimed that Apple iOS updates were fraudulently forcing iPhone owners to purchase the latest model offered by Apple. Apple purposely and knowingly released operating system software updates to iPhone 5, iPhone 6, and certain iPhone 7 phones that slowed the performance speeds of the central processing units, or CPUs, of these devices, said the plaintiffs in a filing in the Northern District of the state of Illinois. Apple software updates purposely slowed or throttled down the performance speeds of iPhone 5, 6, certain iPhone 7 phones, and as yet unknown versions of iPhones, because operating system software updates wreaked havoc on batteries within these model devices, end quote. That's all I need to hear. That's all I need to read. That's exactly what is going on with my phone right now. It's not fun. It's obvious. It's so blatant to the user that a blind man could see it. I'm serious. There's no other way around it. Since my iOS update two or three nights ago, I'm literally just, I have a shell of a phone. It just dies very quickly, and it cannot regain charge unless I literally leave it for hours off on the charger. It's incredible to me. So they are literally doing this. And as you've known, if you've watched, you know, my videos on my old channel that was terminated, these technology companies are owned by Israeli teams. It's unfortunate, but that's where all this is moving to. And I'm looking at a article right here from Reuters about Amazon, which is about to receive the cloud contract from the Pentagon, Department of Defense, for our war readiness program. Our whole cloud operation is going to either Amazon or Google. Here's an article about Amazon from Reuters. This is from October 15, 2013. This is just laying the groundwork for what's to come very soon. Amazon to open Tel Aviv office to support cloud services, right? Tel Aviv, Amazon.com will open an office in Tel Aviv to support its cloud computing offering called Amazon Web Services, AWS, the company's chief technology officer said on Tuesday. The office is expected to begin operating at the start of 2014 and support companies from startups to large organizations as they move to cloud computing services offered by Amazon. Companies in Israel, which has a large concentration of technology startups, were among the first to turn to cloud computing when AWS was established in 2006, the CTO said. Quote, if you start a business today, you no longer buy information technology. You spend your money on getting better engineers and product builders, Warner Vogels told a news conference. AWS, which is the market leader in cloud computing, according to the latest Gartner research, rents remote computing and storage to other companies, providing over 30 different services. Doesn't that make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, knowing that they control it all? Vogel said Amazon is focused on driving costs down and has lowered the price for its services 37 times since 2006. Quote, we've always known that this is not a winner-takes-all market. There is room for many providers with differentiating products, he said. The story has been filed again to clarify that company is market leader, according to research firm Gartner in paragraph 5. Just a correction. But as it showed there, you know, they were paving the ground and the infrastructure to make sure that Amazon had all their stuff over in Israel. That was back in 13. And it's not coincidental that back in 2013, that's when the CIA bid out its cloud contract to, guess who? You guessed it, Amazon. Amazon AWS, okay, their cloud computing service, went to the CIA back in 2013, and it ended. Their contract was up in 2019, and it failed miserably. It failed miserably. So much so that they are now bidding out a new cloud contract to a multi-vendor operation to not go to one source. And they actually did make a recommendation to the top brass in the Pentagon and the DOD, urging them in the strongest of terms to reconsider their cloud contract going to a one-vendor source, a.k.a. Israel. You know, they don't want to come out and say, don't give your cloud contract to Israel, because they would be what? anti-Semites. Nobody wants to be labeled an anti-Semite today. It's weaponized for that reason. So they come out and say, don't go to a single cloud source. Go to a multi-vendor source. And they say all the benefits of doing that, rather than being honest and saying that, you know, Israel literally bungled it. You know, it was awful. It was a failed project for the CIA. And if you look at the last 6 years about what we've been doing all over the world, I mean, it adds up, doesn't it? Here's another article. And this one is from the Times of Israel. Amazon Cloud Service said mulling regional data center in Israel. This is from July 23rd, 2019. Very recent. U.S. tech giants AWS eyeing participation in tender for public cloud platform for government ministries and other bodies, possibly in southern town of Yerushalayim. Declines to comment. U.S. tech giant Amazon is in talks with Israeli officials to set up a public cloud-based regional data center, possibly in the south of Israel, to provide cloud-based services to government ministries and other public entities in Israel. I digress from the article. So what this is saying is not only is AWS, you know, getting the services and the contracts from our Central Intelligence Agency, not only are they going to be the winner of the cloud contract for our Pentagon and our Department of Defense, but they also have the government and ministerial contracts for Israel. And they're owned by Israel. So it's just incredible to me that this is all going on under our noses. Meanwhile, everybody talks about all this other stuff in the news that they want us to talk about, except for this stuff, because this stuff is what actually makes our problems in our lives, such as the false flag terror events and the wars and everything with these designs to prosper these people that we're exposing. They prosper from this stuff, not us. Back to the article. I digress. In September, the Finance Ministry and the Government Procurement Administration issued a statement saying they intended to issue a tender in 2019-20 for the supply of services based on a public cloud platform, one that services multiple organizations. The regional data center would be set up to provide cloud services to government ministries and other public entities, the statement said. To provide such services, the provider will need to set up an Israel region data center that will, quote, meet the security, durability, and operational continuity requirements, end quote, of the nation, according to the ministry. The conditions of the tender will be included in the tender document, the statement said. The cloud-based data center region is meant to give these institutions improved access to servers, storage, databases, and application services. Amazon officials have expressed an interest in taking part in the tender and setting up the data center. Well, of course. They told Yeruhem Mayor Tal Ohana that should they win the tender, they see no reason not to set it up in the southern town of Yerushalayim, she told the Times of Israel. So, of course, that mayor is, you know, welcoming Amazon with open arms because they will receive the subsidies from the Israeli government as well as private interest, as well as America, no doubt. We are looking to set up a data center with them, Ohana said. She had met with Yaron Altshuler, Israel country lead, Amazon Web Services public sector, to discuss the matter, she added. Ohana later clarified that Amazon has not yet made a decision to take part in the tender. The finance ministry said in a statement, the Israeli government procurement administration is in the process of exploring and learning the government's needs for cloud services as part of preparations for the publication of a government tender for the purchase of a cloud services. The platform is expected to be used by government ministries and other public entities. At this stage, the biggest suppliers in this field have expressed interest in the tender. The ministry declined to reveal the name of possible contenders, but Microsoft, Google, Oracle, IBM, and AWS are among the world's largest suppliers of public cloud services. Microsoft in June set its first data center regions in the Middle East, in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, are now online. And Microsoft also has data centers in Israel. AWS told the Times of Israel it does not comment on speculation and rumors. Amazon Web Services cloud infrastructure is based around regions. A region is a physical location in the world where the firm sets up one or more data centers, offering multiple availability zones. Each availability zone has at least one data center. AWS has set up 21 geographic data regions in the world, including in the U.S., South America, Europe, and Asia Pacific. This is to ensure that it has a global presence as more and more public and private entities move their information to the cloud. The regions allow Amazon's customers to be served across the world, giving them improved access to servers, storage, databases, networking, and connectivity. Each AWS region has full connectivity to the Amazon Global Cloud Network. I digress from the article. What I've just read to you is essentially what George Washington and the Federalists did back in the late 1700s when they federalized all the zones in the America at the time, you know, the Union. When they put the federal zones, they outlined the districts, the federal districts, over the existing state districts and county zones, etc. Essentially, you know, corporatizing and federalizing everything. This is what they're now doing digitally, okay? It's like an online matrix. And that's, again, goes back to the beginning, what I was saying in the beginning of the show, with the externalization of the hierarchy. They slowly and gradually indoctrinate us into all the things they want us to be comfortable with and want us to not question so much. So when it happens abruptly, overnight sometimes, you'll say, huh, oh, wait, I saw something about that. Didn't we watch that in the movie The Matrix, hon? Oh, no, I think I saw that on that Predator movie. No. That's it. I saw it on the news last year when they were doing that thing with Trump. And I mean, that's how it works. It's how it all works. These geographic data regions that AWS, Amazon has set up across the world, what that means is they already have the infrastructure in place. They already have kill switch diplomacy. So when this turns on, when DoD gives the green light to Amazon to have complete control over their cloud services for their war readiness program, and it's called JEDI. So you guys can look out for this. The contract is dubbed JEDI, ironically, which stands for Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure. When JEDI goes online, you're going to see immediate changes. Immediate. In the Middle East especially. Mark my words, you're going to see advancements with boots on the ground, proxy wars, dirty tricks, and all that sort of stuff is going to ramp up. That's also why Russia, Israel, and America has been having security meetings lately. They had one back earlier in the year. They had one again post Bolton's firing. This is what it's all about. This is Pompeo's dream. This is what he's been bantering about. Trump just goes along with all of it because he's Israel's guy. They bailed him out back in the 90s with the Trump Taj Mahal, his Atlantic City operations, and that's why Wilbur Ross is his commerce secretary today, because he was part of all that back then. Nepotism. You wash my hands, I'll wash yours, and both wash the face. And we all do it for greater Israel. The Odidianon plan. That's what it's all about, guys. Back to the article. I digress. In November, the U.S. tech giant said it would launch a new AWS infrastructure cloud computing center in Italy's Milan by 2020, its sixth in Europe. The center would serve startups, governments, and educational institutions, giving them improved access to servers, storage, databases, and application services. Additional regions that will be opened soon by AWS include Bahrain, Cape Town, Jakarta, the company says on its website. Separately, Calculist said that Amazon is planning to start its Israel-based e-commerce operations in September and has asked local suppliers to be ready by the end of August for the launch of its operations. And that's the end of that article. But they were supposed to announce the Jedi Cloud winner as early as August 23rd of this year. They just didn't. So that was also something that was supposed to be announced. Here's another article, and I'm just showing you. I just want to show you over and over again how Amazon is being positioned perfectly to be this solution for all of our cloud computing needs. Eventually, it's all going to be Amazon, Google, Microsoft, etc., all owned by Israeli teams in the background. So be it, Israel. And this is an article from GeekWire.com from January 10th, 2019 by Tom Krazit, titled Amazon Web Services Confirms Acquisition of Israeli Disaster Recovery Company, Cloudinder. They're gobbling up everything. Everything and anything that can help them with complete control and dominance over global commerce and cloud computing, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, and 5G connectivity. Amazon Web Services customers might find some new disaster recovery services in their account dashboards later this year, now that the company has confirmed its acquisition of Cloudinder. An AWS representative confirmed the deal with officials late Wednesday evening, and Cloudinder posted a message on its website. Quote, as an AWS advanced technology partner since 16, Cloudinder has long joined forces with AWS to help customers further proof their future-proof, their businesses, excuse me, future-proof, whatever that means, huh? This acquisition expands our ability to deliver innovative and flexible migration, backup, and disaster recovery solutions, end quote, it said. AWS's first deal of 2019 touches on an extremely important part of information technology, uptime. As the complexity involved in operating a modern business grows each year, so does demand for products and services that allow companies to recover when something inevitably goes wrong. Cloudinder will also help AWS customers move their data back onto the cloud provider's network, something that cloud companies strive to make as easy as possible. Leaving is another story, it says in parentheses. AWS already offers disaster recovery and migration services, but Cloudinder's tech might give those services some new life. And it goes on and on into their earnings and the money involved, and the annual revenue, etc. I just want to point out here that this is all kill switch diplomacy. Benjamin Netanyahu, because of the fact that they've actually hard-coded backdoors into the chips, into the motherboards, and into these devices that we all use now for the IoT, 5G, AI revolution, the whole cloud computing that they envision the world being on. Because of that, they literally have the ability, with the push of a button, to turn off the electricity grid, you know? Say the Eastern Seaboard they want to turn off. Lights out. And those in the know, those in the intelligence apparatus, those who are in the big tech industries at the top, the leaders, etc., they all know this. State leaders with their advisors know this. The countries know this. All important people in the know this. That's why Benjamin Netanyahu can stand up in front of the United Nations or our Congress in session and literally scare them into submission with silence. He just stares at them and points to a stupid poster board with a bomb on it or something. It's ridiculous. But that's where we're at. That's why I talk about Israel. That's why I talk about the high technology sector. That's why I talk about our freedoms eroding. Because it's all happening under our noses, right in front of our faces, if we only had eyes to see it. But so many of us don't, unfortunately. And it all comes back to this stuff with Trump and Trump being reelected. Trump seems to distance himself from Benjamin Netanyahu all of a sudden as Benjamin Netanyahu's indictment troubles come back into the news. The man's not going anywhere. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to stay in office in Israel, his Likud party backing him, He'll start a unity government with Benny Gantz, probably. But even if he doesn't, he'll figure out an alternative, because it's gangsterism. Nothing to do with democracy. And same with Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't muscle his way into office on his own power. He was selected, and others who backed him with their money made moves and maneuvers to manipulate him into position to be selected as the president of the United States Corporation. That's what he is, and he is not his own man. He's not even a good businessman. If you actually look at the documentaries and the video segments and interviews with those who knew him back in the 90s and his failings and his bankruptcy and all that stuff, they'll tell you he was a terrible businessman, shoddy at best. He was a good hype man, a good marketing guy, that sort of thing. A playboy, a jet setter, a New York socialite. Because after all, that's what he is. I don't know why people expect him to be anything other than what he is. It reminds me of an excellent segment from a video, a TV show that I watched years ago, Covert Affairs, about, you know, our Central Intelligence Agency, of course, appropriately enough, and Mossad. Great show, actually, if you want to watch it. Covert Affairs. Anyhow, in the show, one of the higher up, you know, enemies, you know, a bad guy who worked in the CIA, was bad and got out. Now he works in private sector intelligence, etc. He gives a story about a scorpion, you know, who gives this little other bug a ride across the road. And then, you know, as he brings him across, he stabs him and kills him. The scorpion does, of course. And the scorpion asks, "What did you expect? It's my nature. I'm a scorpion. I'll never forget it. What do you expect Trump to be other than what he is? It's you that have been fooled by the media, by his PR people, by Cambridge Analytica, and by the Israeli teams behind it, the PR firms. You've been fooled. Trump's always been the same man. And it came out in the Epstein stuff. He was close with Epstein. His Mar-a-Lago hotel was used to recruit and seek out underage girls to become sexual slaves. I cannot say it any easier or any nicer or better, because it would be a lie to say any different. It was under false pretense that these girls would be masseuses, something like that, and they thought they were going to work for the Mar-a-Lago. And then they were brought to Epstein with Ghislaine Maxwell, Robert Maxwell's daughter, the late Mossad operative killed because of his dual dealings with both the private world and the intelligence apparatuses he worked for. And these women were just used as sexual objects for these depraved men so that Mossad and assets within our intelligence agencies could have leverage on them and blackmail. So that these men and women will always be their men, their women, and no one else's. That's why the Epstein operation was so important to Israel and the U.S. You know, those elements in the United States government who were part of this shadow cabal, the New World Order, if you will. That's why it all worked. That's why it all exists today. And that's why Epstein is most likely sipping champagne on an island somewhere else. In the Virgin Islands. And you think he was in the Virgin Islands, you know, coincidentally? I don't think so. But that's how it all works. It's a big stage, and the men and women merely players, as Shakespeare said best. But please keep an eye out for the Jedi contract. I just have a really, really bad taste in my mouth when I think of the fact that when that gets announced, they are going to have it all, everything they've wanted. You know, you thought they had it all with the Central Intelligence Agency having their cloud services. Just wait until they have 60 to 70% of the entire cloud services of our Pentagon and Department of Defense, our DIA, our ONI, FDR, NRO, all these big three-letter agencies, some of which you don't even know the titles or mission objectives of, they're going to have access to it all. Please, please, folks, I don't put much stock into writing your congressmen and politicians and such, but this is dire. Please, do something. Do anything. Write to them. Ask them, do you know what is going on with the Jedi Cloud contract? Do you know who it's being bid to and why? Do you know how controlled Amazon, AWS, and Microsoft Azure is by Israeli teams? Please, folks. And please stay with me after the break. We'll be back with more.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Shut your mouth, swallow your pride. What does it matter? Our ambassador died. There's nothing you can do about it. Might as well face it. Disagree with anything you label racist. Welcome to the place. Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy. Little pink houses for you and me. Welcome to the place.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. So I'm sure you have a lot to think about after my little rant there with the Jedi high technology sector basically going into the hands of a foreign state, you know, a foreign entity. But unfortunately, that is what is going on. I also wanted you to take a look at the Arrow 3 missile, which was actually tested and set off and fired in Kodiak Island, Alaska, on sovereign U.S. soil, the first of which that has ever been tested outside of Israel by an Israeli company. And this is from IsraeliFirepower.com, and this is August 3rd, 2019. Arrow 3 missile successful test in Alaska. The story of the super interceptor. What is the Arrow 3 missile? What makes it unique? And does Israel really need it? Successful Arrow 3 missile test, Israel's most advanced missile defense system intended for outer space interceptions, conducted in Kodiak Island, Alaska. The test was a joint effort between the Israeli Missile Defense Authority, called HOMA, and the U.S. Missile Defense Authority, MDA. The drill lasted for 10 days total, during which it did three successful interceptions in outer space. The interceptions were at the highest altitude ever for an Arrow missile, or any Israeli interceptor for that matter, although the exact height is classified. What is Arrow 3 and what is it intended for? The Arrow 3 missile is part of the Arrow missile system and most advanced and fastest interceptor in Israel's arsenal. It's specifically designed to intercept the more advanced Iranian missiles in outer space, some not even developed yet, like splitting or nuclear. Splitting missiles are when its warhead splits up into multiple mini warheads, but only one of them is actually the warhead, and the rest decoys. The Arrow 3 is supposed to intercept the splitting missile before it actually splits up, and nuclear or chemical tip missiles by intercepting them in outer space, ensure any fallout from the missile burn in space. Additionally, by intercepting in outer space, it allows for a second interception attempt if the first one misses. Splitting or nuclear missiles doesn't exist yet in Iran's arsenal, but it's certainly their direction. Because we said so, right? In this sense, Israel's defense establishment is thinking and behaving like Fortune 500 companies by foreseeing future threats and acting, even if it's not clear, at least at the preliminary stages, how to fund it. The tests were done by IDF operators and reps from all participating defense companies in developing it. And I just wanted to read a little bit about this just to show you that it's not just that technology stuff, you know, behind the scenes that most of you probably don't think much of that actually runs our day to day. They're actually blowing up stuff and setting off missiles in America. Wake up, guys. God bless you. And God bless RT, Our Truth Media, and RBN. Have a great weekend. Welcome to the face of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not so free.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Partner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.